Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 86 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
If you're going to be drinking or enjoying the holiday, try to set up a sober ride. You know, we'll try, try to deter people from driving.
Police in Moorhead are gearing up for end-of-summer checkpoints. And Goffing County will receive $34,000 in emergency road aid. An industrial park near Grayson has earned a build-ready distinction. In sports, the Reds take a break tonight before starting a series with Pittsburgh tomorrow. Bud Luke has the stock report. And high humidity is expected for the rest of the week. A complete forecast is coming up after this news. During the months of August and September, the Moorhead Police Department will be setting up traffic safety checkpoints around the local area. Captain Kyle Callahan says officers will be keeping a sharp eye out for drivers under the influence of drugs or alcohol, those without vehicle registrations or insurance documents, along with those who are not properly using their seat belts or child safety restraints. Callahan says authorities are notifying the public about the checkpoint effort to help prevent them from breaking those laws.
You know, a lot of people think that police are in the business for taking people to jail, but we're really not. You know, we just want people to, if they're going to get out and enjoy and they think that they've drank too much, yeah, we would much rather, you know, try to deter them and try to set up a sober ride and just keep everybody safe.
Callahan says other police departments around the area will be conducting similar traffic safety checkpoints during the next couple of months. The Moorhead Fire Department is finalizing plans for a new ladder truck request. Fire Chief Jeff Anderson says the million-dollar vehicle is necessary to replace the 35-year-old truck currently in use. Anderson says the department has a specific type of truck in mind.
We're looking to buy at least a 100-foot aerial. We're probably going to look at what's called a mid-mount aerial with at least a six-man cab. That is our biggest. And then from there, the options are hundreds.
Since fire trucks are built to order, Anderson says it will take 10 months to a year before the city can put the new vehicle on the road. Rowan County School Superintendent Marvin Moore believes the district could be moving some of its facilities into the current Rowan Campus Center of Maysville Community and Technical College next summer. The district bought the facility from MCTC Rowan in late 2015 for $5 million. According to Moore, an architect is working on the renovation plans for the structure. He notes Rowan schools are currently waiting to receive permission from the Kentucky Department of Education to undertake the project.
I would say for the next 2 weeks, we would have the approval from KDE, and then our next board meeting, our architects will bring it back to the board, for the board to look at and tweak it and make any adjustments. We feel that if we left out anything, we need to add anything. And at that time, we'll put it out for bids and see what happens.
The district plans to shift its central office, its early learning center, and some other programs into the old MCTC Rowan building once the $1.7 million in renovations are completed. The college is moving into its new building at the MMRC Industrial Park at the end of this year. With a total solar eclipse scheduled to happen on August 21st, Kentucky will have one of the best seats in the house. That's according to an associate professor of space and astrophysics at the Moorhead State University Space Science Center, Dr. Thomas Panuti.
The point where the eclipse will be the longest, about 2 minutes and 40 seconds, is going to take place near Hopkinsville, Kentucky. So this makes Kentucky very fortunate in this sense for this eclipse occurring. In fact, the last time the path of totality took place in Kentucky at all was 1869. And there will not be another total solar eclipse passing through Kentucky till 2024, when in the extreme western part of Kentucky, the path of totality will trace through there.
Panuti says this particular solar eclipse is special because it's the first viewable total solar eclipse since 1979. For those watching the eclipse in Moorhead, the sun will be about 94% covered. Magoffin County Fiscal Court has been awarded more than $34,000 in county emergency road aid. The county has already had the repair project approved and will receive a reimbursement on the work once it's completed. State Department of Transportation District 10 spokesman H.B. Elkins says the program is in place to reimburse counties and cities for road repairs.
Typically, the way this works is that the county will make the repairs, and then Transportation Cabinet will reimburse the county a certain amount for those repairs out of an emergency fund.
Magoffin County will use the funds to repair a slip in Painters Lick Branch Road. A flock of black buzzards is no longer plaguing a neighborhood in Flemingsburg. The birds filled the trees around Stockwell Avenue last summer, causing the residents there to worry about the safety of their dogs and cats and the health risk of their droppings. Local officials used such things as fireworks and loud noisemakers to eventually drive them off. Mayor Martin Boyer says they didn't wait long to start planning for the buzzards' possible return this year.
Last year, at the end of the season, as they were leaving, we talked about what are we going to do next year to try to prevent that. And so our thoughts were, let's start early when they first start returning. So we'll monitor that, and when we see them beginning to return, we'll start those tactics again. And that's what we did this year, and it has been very effective thus far.
Flemingsburg officials have received permission again this year from state wildlife officials to shoot the buzzards if their other harassment techniques fail. Mason County officials are still trying to put a dollar figure on the amount of damage caused by a July 23rd flood. Judge Executive Joe Pfeffer says they hope to complete that process by midweek.
And get those back to the Kentucky Emergency Management, where at that point they can tally all of our estimates from the different counties and cities and see if the thresholds made for the state to declare and then apply to the federal level with FEMA for help.
Pfeffer says it's taken time to finalize Mason's damage estimate because those in the county have had to spend the last several days in the repair, cleanup, and assessment mode. Maysville Mayor David Cartmell has already said he believes the wreckage in his area will cost millions of dollars to fix. An industrial park near Ashland and Grayson is the first in the region to earn a build-ready distinction. MSPR's Arlo Barnett reports.
The Independent reports East Park Industrial Park was dubbed build-ready on Friday. The state distinction means companies interested in purchasing property there can avoid the usual regulatory process and begin construction upon payment. East Park qualifies by having a 50 to 100,000 square foot pad and available utilities, and by having building plans, schedules, and cost estimates on file, along with environmental, archaeological, and geotechnical permits. The 1,000-acre state property sits on top of a reclaimed strip mine and includes Boyd, Carter, and Greenup counties. Lawrence and Elliott counties also pay for the site. The park has seen sparse interest in recent years, but the East Park Board hopes the new work-ready distinction will attract development. I'm Arlo Barnett for MSPR.
Organizers of the Fancy Farm Picnic say there will be less campaigning and more mutton this year. The annual political event is this Saturday in Graves County. Attorney General Andy Beshear is scheduled to speak, along with Congressman James Comer and House Speaker Jeff Hoover. Several state office holders are skipping Fancy Farm in a year that has no elections, including Governor Matt Bevin and Lieutenant Governor Jenna Hampton. Organizer Mark Wilson believes the crowds will be boisterous anyway.
Yeah, we weld the light fixture back in. They weld it has from the...
In lieu of political fireworks, Wilson says Fancy Farm will serve more meat this year, about 20,000 pounds of barbecued pork and mutton. Louisville police are reporting that a juvenile has died after being hit by a school bus. Police say the incident happened on Westport Road in Louisville just before 1 p.m. today. Investigators say the child was on the school bus and got off the bus when they were hit. The bus driver was very upset after the incident, and police say will not face any charges at this time. Louisville Metro Police Traffic Unit is handling the investigation. A sheriff's deputy in Kentucky says he was shot by a motorcyclist when he was trying to pull over and was saved by his bulletproof vest. Now that deputy is in jail, charged with making a false report, official misconduct, and evidence tampering. Kentucky State Police statement says McCreary County Deputy Franklin Brown was arrested last Thursday and taken to the Leslie County Jail. State police say Brown told officers in June that someone on an old red motorcycle had fired at him, striking his bulletproof vest and causing a minor injury. The Lexington Herald Leader reports that investigators believe Brown shot himself, but they don't know why. Online jail records don't indicate whether Brown has an attorney. Two of the four inmates who escaped from the Boyd County Detention Center yesterday have been caught. WYMT reports Jeremy DeBroard and Zachary King were found in Flatwoods yesterday afternoon. Timothy Bates and Robert Raines are still on the run. Jail officials realized the four were missing during a headcount around 6:30 a.m. on Sunday, more than 2 hours after they had escaped. The inmates apparently removed a bathroom light fixture, broke through into a mop closet, and left the building through an emergency fire exit. The detention center posted on Facebook blaming the escape on a design flaw in the new part of the jail. Boyd County jailer Joe Burchett says they fixed that problem.
Yeah, we welded the light fixture back in. They welded hasp from the back door and had to be opened by keys. It's a tragic thing to happen, you know.
The two remaining escapees were incarcerated on drug-related charges and are not convicted of any violent crimes. Anyone with information on the inmates is asked to contact the Boyd County Detention Center. Taking a look at your extended weather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 85. Tomorrow night, a low of 65. Humidity will be high this week, peaking out on Thursday at around 74 degrees, and thunderstorms will be coming into the area on Friday with a high of 78 degrees and a low overnight of 56. Currently, here in Moorhead, it's 86 degrees, 85 degrees in Winchester and Flemingsburg and Inez, and it's 87 degrees in Ashland and in Lexington. It's 4:43 here on the beautiful of campus of Moorhead State University. We are certainly glad to have you with us this afternoon. Braxton Howard is up with sports after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Good afternoon with Moorhead State Public Radio Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds have today off as they look forward to beginning a series in Pittsburgh tomorrow with the Pirates. The Reds yesterday snapped a six-game losing streak with a 6-4 victory in Miami. Rookie right-hander Luis Castillo was brilliant for Cincinnati. He improved his record to 2-4 by going 8 innings and giving up just one run on 3 hits. Manager Brian Price says a lot of the hard work with the team's pitching staff has paid off.
Yeah, you know, I got to tip my hat certainly to the great job that Luis did and also to the job that Mac Jenkins has done to work with him on a two-seam fastball and kind of picked up where our coaching staff has led off from Double A, you know, to help him with his slider.
The win yesterday improved the Reds' record to 42-63. Also in the MLB, just one afternoon game today, the Phillies beat Atlanta 7-6. And Steve Bartman is getting a World Series championship ring from the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs announced today they were giving a ring to the fan remembered for deflecting a foul ball that appeared destined to result in an out for Chicago that would have put the Cubs five outs away from the World Series in 2003. Bartman was harassed after the incident and has avoided the spotlight ever since. The Cubs say they hope this can provide closure on an unfortunate chapter. Preseason camp for the Morehead State football team starts tomorrow at Jane Stadium. For the first time during his five-year run as the Eagles head coach, Rob Tenier won't have the Eagles freshmen reporting to campus a day earlier than their veterans. Both groups will be checking in together. Tenier says that change is really no big deal.
We've had 30 freshmen here with almost 30 of our veteran players, so they know one another, they're comfortable around one another, they're welcomed already, and so it's a little easier transition. And we want to get into taking advantage of practicing on the first day that we report. So obviously you want everybody here at that point, and I think it'll benefit us moving forward.
Tenier says another reason for the change is that the NCAA decided this year to prohibit teams from holding two-a-day practice sessions. Preseason drills are getting underway today for Kentucky's football team. Talking Sunday to the media, head coach Mark Stoops said it's nice that the team won't have to depend this season on as many of its freshmen.
It really is, and to be honest, as we go through the depth chart and practice schedule and as we're going through the details the past week or so, as we're looking at things, it's very different to see some really good football players that you're worried about getting them some practice reps, where in years past you'd be wanting them to come in and start.
The Wildcats kick off their 2017 schedule on September the 2nd at Southern Mississippi. Mark Stoops has also made another staff addition. Former Tennessee defensive coordinator John Jancek will be a defensive consultant for the Football Cats. Jancek served as the Volunteers' defensive coordinator from 2013 through 2015. He was the safeties coach at South Florida last season. A former Marshall football player, Stuart Butler, has pled guilty to battery charges. According to WSAZ, Butler pled guilty to two counts of battery after striking two men in the face after having an argument with them. The former Marshall running back faces up to 1 year in prison for each count. Butler told a judge he would fail a drug test because of marijuana use. He is scheduled to be sentenced on September the 25th. The Round County football team's players are in full gear at practice today with the goal of starting full-scale contact work tomorrow. Coach Kelly Ford likes that he has plenty of depth out on his roster right now.
Actually, numbers are up. Really, really, really happy about the numbers. We're sitting at about 75 kids on the roster right now. And, you know, the big thing is, you know, the kids want to be there and I ain't have to chase any kids down.
The Football Vikings have a scrimmage a week from this Friday against Nicholas County at the EKC Gridorama in Flemingsburg. Some notes from around college basketball. R.J. Barrett, the number one ranked player in the 2019 class, is reclassifying to 2018, he announced in a blog post for USA Today. Barrett says that Arizona, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Oregon, Texas, and UCLA are recruiting him the hardest. Earlier this summer, Barrett led Team Canada past the John Calipari-coached USA Under-19 team in the FIBA World Cup. Barrett scored 38 points to go along with 13 rebounds in that game. And Western Kentucky University head basketball coach Rick Stansberry released a statement about Mitchell Robinson, the five-star center who reportedly left campus last week, saying that Robinson has been suspended indefinitely and that he, quote, needs to understand the value of structure and accountability in his life, and his return will be dependent upon requirements that will be handled internally. Meanwhile, ESPN is reporting that Robinson has no interest in returning to WKU, and the WKU student newspaper is reporting that Robinson's hometown school of LSU and Kentucky are the favorites to land the potential transfer. The Morehead State soccer team gets the 2017 season underway in just 11 days with an exhibition match with Butler on August the 11th. After going 6-11-2 last season, head coach Warren Lipke says he feels pretty good going into the new season.
A lot better than they did last year. We grew up this past year. You know, if you looked at our roster, our team consisted of a lot of freshmen and a lot of sophomores on the field at the same time. We took this past spring and did a lot of building with this group, and we really were able to put it together and get some people solidified in positions and got them trained.
The Eagles get the regular season started on August the 18th at Western Carolina. The Morehead State volleyball team is looking forward to opening preseason practices this coming weekend. Coach Jamie Gordon is excited to get started with the Eagles, who will be holding a meeting on Saturday with the first practice set for Sunday.
Got a large group of freshmen, five of them. And so looking to see how we're going to incorporate them into the fold of a strong group of returners.
The MSU volleyball team finished last season at 11-20, including a 7-9 mark in the OVC. Finally, in sports, the Los Angeles Times is reporting that Los Angeles has agreed to become the host city of the 2028 Olympic Games. The decision means that Paris will host the 2024 Olympics and marks the return of the Summer Games to the United States for the first time since 1996 when it was in Atlanta. A press conference is scheduled for tonight at 8 with L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti expected to make the official announcement. That's it for sports. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Tickets are now available for Morehead State fall sports, including football, soccer, and volleyball. Home games begin August 13th for soccer and August 25th for volleyball. Football begins their season by hosting Kentucky Christian at 6 p.m. on Thursday, August 31st. More information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagle.com. In our feature segment today, at a rally for healthcare in Pikeville over the weekend, Kentuckians urged their elected leaders to improve the current healthcare law rather than tear it apart. Greg Stottlemyre has more.
In Pikeville, a city in the far eastern part of Senator Mitch McConnell's home state, more than 100 people rallied on Saturday, renewing their call for health care for all. Irony, perhaps, that the already scheduled event, part of a national day of action, came barely 24 hours after the collapse of repeated efforts in the Senate to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Majority Leader McConnell called that a disappointment, but at Saturday's rally, people were emboldened that their grassroots voices helped keep Congress from blowing up the nation's health care law. Bev May, a nurse from Floyd County, was MC at the rally.
This is a long, long marathon that we're going to be running, and we just got over a first big hill. They shut us out of the process. They didn't listen to us, and guess what? It didn't work. And that means our democracy is still doing what it ought to do.
May says there were physicians, ministers, union workers, and people with illnesses who have gained health insurance through the ACA at the rally, each sending a message that millions of Americans would be harmed by efforts to undermine Medicaid and other essential federal programs. She says elected leaders need to put people's health and well-being first.
It should be a priority in every decision that they make. And we're calling on them to keep what's good in our healthcare system and what's serving people now and make it even better.
And for true compromise, May says the nation's leaders have to listen to everyday folks.
And that means that they're hearing the stories of people who have benefited from the ACA, of people whose lives have been saved by Medicaid expansion, as well as just the stories that they tend to want to hear of people who are aggravated because their premium went up or some other problem. Those stories need to come out as well.
I'm Greg Stottlemyre reporting for Kentucky News Connection.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, open 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays near the Morehead City Park. The Round County Farmers Market features homegrown fruits and vegetables and assorted canned and baked goods. Farmers Market Nutrition Program, WIC, and senior checks accepted. For more information, call 784-5457. Supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high as Wall Street cheered on what's been a strong earnings season, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 60.81 at 21,891.12. The S&P 500 was down 1.8, finishing at 2470.30, and the NASDAQ Composite also finished with a loss of 26.55, as you had some weakness in some of your big tech names, with the NASDAQ finishing at 6348.12. New York Stock Exchange breadth was almost 15 to 13 in favor of winning stocks over losers. Within the S&P 500, materials and information technology both lagged, and within the NASDAQ, as mentioned, large-cap tech stocks were weak, such as Facebook and Alphabet. The earnings season has largely provided positive surprises for investors. 73% of the S&P 500 companies that had reported as of Friday had topped estimates on both revenues and earnings, according to data from FactSet. On the earnings docket for this week are companies such as Apple, Mondelez, Yum Brands, and Tesla. In other corporate news, Discovery Communications agreed to buy Scripps Networks for $14.6 billion in cash and stock, or $90 per share. Thanks to the deal, July became the best month of the year for merger and acquisition activity. In economic news, pending home sales rose 1.5% in June. U.S. Treasury yields rose slightly today, with the benchmark 10-year yield trading at 2.29% and the two-year yield around 1.35%. In the commodities markets, oil was up just over 1% at $50.26 a barrel. Gold was up just under 0.1% at $1,276.30 an ounce. In Europe, markets were down, with the Stock 600 down 0.13%. In Asia, markets were mostly higher, with Shanghai up 0.625% and the Hang Seng up 1.25%. The Nikkei did finish with a loss of 0.17%. And among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Home Depot and Chevron. The worst performers were DuPont and McDonald's. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Charter Communications and Scana. And the worst performers were Discovery Communications, both Class A and C, and Rockwell Collins. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 60 cents at 64.86. CSX down 65 cents at 49.34. AEP up 7 cents at 70.50, AK Steel up 18 cents at 5.65, Marathon Petroleum up $1.02 at 56, and Kroger was up 25 cents to finish at 24.53. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Taking a look at events in our listening area, shop local at the First Friday Outdoor Market 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday, August 4th, on the lawn of the Rowan County Arts Center, Main Street in downtown Moorhead. Items made locally in Moorhead and Rowan County, including arts and crafts, jewelry, artwork, food, and homegrown produce. Free admission and vendor spaces are available. For more information, call 783-9855. The Moorhead Theater Guild presents Tuesdays with Maury at the Rowan County Arts Center. Performances are 7:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, August 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th, and at 2 p.m. on Sundays, August 20th and 27th. Tickets are available by calling the Arts Center. Again, that number is 783-9857. The 8th Annual Back to School Classic 5K Race and 1 Mile Walk will be held at 8 a.m. on Saturday, August 5th. The event will be held at McNabb Middle School in Mount Sterling. Proceeds will benefit the Carol Barnes Vollmer Scholarship Fund. Taking a look at your region's weather. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs of 85 degrees. More clouds overnight with lows around 65. On Wednesday, partly cloudy once again, a 67% humidity with a high around 86. Overnight lows around 66. Isolated thunderstorms will be in the area on Thursday and Friday, highs of 84 degrees and a low reaching 56 on Friday evening. On Saturday, those thunderstorms are going to clear away for mostly sunny skies, a high of 76 degrees, and a low on Saturday night of 57. We're so glad that you've joined us here on Moorhead State Public Radio's Mountain Edition. That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Paul Hitchcock, Arlo Barnett, Ellen Barnett, Braxton Howard, and Chaz Jenkins. The Kentucky News Connections' Greg Stottlemyer offered up our feature for today. And again, Braxton Howard had sports. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Braxton Howard and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Leanne Akers for Moorhead State Public Radio News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.